All right, listener, strap in, because today we are diving deep into Amazon's new AI-powered coding tool, QDeveloper. We've got articles, insights, the whole shebang, and let me tell you, this feels less like a little upgrade and a lot more like a whole new world of software development.
It's really interesting how Amazon QDeveloper is designed not just to be like a helpful assistant, but to fundamentally change how we approach coding, almost like, you know, like having another expert developer working right alongside you.
Yeah. So this WebPro News article, they walk us through this demo, right, by Betty Zhang. She's a developer over at AWS. And one thing that really jumped out at me was using AI to summarize massive amounts of code. You know that feeling when you're looking at a new project, especially a huge one with thousands of lines of code? Like, where do you even begin?
Right.
Like trying to learn a foreign language? But QDeveloper can give you the breakdown, the gist, like instantly.
Yeah, and that's key, because one of the biggest obstacles developers face is what we call cognitive load, that feeling of just being overwhelmed by how much information you have to process just to get started. So by summarizing all that complex code, QDeveloper kind of clears the path, you know, lets developers jump right into the more creative, challenging parts of the work.
And it gets even cooler. Imagine being able to find and fix bugs in your code, but with AI help. This article gave this example using a word game. QDeveloper pinpointed this error in the code and even suggested a solution. So instead of spending hours, maybe days, trying to hunt down one tiny bug, you get a shortcut, a direct line to the answer. Just think what that does for productivity and a developer's sanity.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of real-time debugging, it has the potential to totally change how fast we can develop software. But you know what's even more important? Maybe? It could seriously up the quality of the code from the start. Because if you're catching and fixing those bugs early on, you're talking about way more stable, more reliable software right out of the gate.
It's like having a superpowered spell checker, but for your code.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that make life easier, let's talk testing. I mean, it's essential. We all know that. But be honest, testing can be a drag. Well, get this. Amazon's QDeveloper can automatically generate unit tests for your code. So no more of that tedious manual testing. It's like having a whole QA team working 24/7 to make sure your code is rock solid.
And this whole shift toward automation, that's really key. Because think about all the time developers spend on these repetitive tasks, testing, debugging, even just trying to make sense of existing code. Amazon QDeveloper takes those tasks off their plate, frees them up to focus on the big picture, the creative problem solving that got them into this field to begin with.
Okay, but get this. This is where things get, I don't know, kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
This article, it talks about how Amazon QDeveloper, it can actually write code for you from your instructions. You just tell it what you want, plain English, like add a leaderboard to this game, and it generates the code. Like, is this even real?
It's definitely pushing the limits of what we thought was possible, yeah. And it goes way beyond like just basic commands. They gave that example of adding the difficulty setting to the word game, but think about it. What if you could describe like a super complex algorithm or a whole user interface feature, and the AI just generates a starting point for the code? That's the kind of power we're talking about here.
So instead of spending all this time on boilerplate code, you can focus on the really interesting stuff, the challenging parts of development. It's almost like having a whole team of like junior devs at your fingertips, but without all the, you know, the HR headaches.
Right.
But okay, let's address the elephant in the room, security. If AI is writing code, how do we know it's, you know, secure code?
$1 million question, right? But the good news is Amazon QDeveloper has like built-in security scanning. It's like having, I don't know, a security expert watching over the AI's shoulder in real time. As the code is being written, it's being scanned for vulnerabilities.
So instead of fixing those vulnerabilities later, it's about stopping them before they even exist. That's a huge change in how we think about software security.
Huge. This is all part of a bigger trend, actually, this whole shift from reacting to security threats to getting ahead of them. Instead of waiting for a breach and then scrambling to fix it, we're moving towards a world where security is just like built into every single step of how we develop software.
And that's where AI really shines, right? Because it can analyze code so fast, find potential problems, and even offer solutions, all at a scale that humans, we can't compete with that.
Exactly. If we integrate security into every single stage, from building the code to testing it to actually launching it, we can create a world where vulnerabilities aren't the norm. They're like a rare exception. Think about the impact that would have on businesses, regular people, our whole digital world, really.
Yeah, it's like it's the difference between having a security guard who chases after someone who already broke into your house versus having a system that stops the break-in from ever happening at all. But okay, let's switch gears for a second. This is all super exciting, but I bet some people listening are thinking, hold on, is this the end of coding as we know it? Are developers going to be out of a job? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a question that comes up a lot, and it makes sense. I mean, change can be scary, but honestly, the way I see it is, tools like Amazon Q Developer, they aren't here to replace developers. They're here to make them even better at what they do. It's about boosting our abilities, not getting rid of them altogether.
So kind of like instead of being afraid of AI, we should think of it as this powerful new tool we get to use.
That's exactly. Think about like when the calculator was invented. Did it put mathematicians out of a job? No. It just freed them up from doing all those tedious calculations by hand, gave them more time to focus on the bigger picture, you know, more brain space for complex problem solving. Same idea here.
So less like code monkeys, more like dot code artists.
Ooh, I like that, code artists. They can really dig into the creative strategic side of things and leave the tedious repetitive stuff to the AI.
Yeah.
This has the potential to unlock some seriously amazing innovation in software development, I think.
So, listener, I don't know about you, but I am just, wow, my head is spinning with all this. We went from AI summarizing code to AI writing code to, like, a whole future of code artists. This Q developer is really something else.
It's a pretty major development, that's for sure. And it just goes to show how fast this whole world of AI is changing. But, you know, we've been talking a lot about the future. What about right now? What does this mean for developers today?
Yeah, good point. What can people actually do with all this? It's easy to get caught up in the hype of new tech, but how should developers actually prepare for this future where AI is such a big part of the job?
Well, I think the first thing is you got to embrace it, you know? Don't be afraid of these new tools. Jump in and try them out. There are already resources out there for developers who want to start exploring Amazon Q Developer and other tools like it. Take advantage of those. Learn, experiment, see how they fit into how you work.
So it's like, what, learning a new programming language or something? Like just another skill to add to your toolkit.
Exactly. And it's important to remember, this isn't about humans versus machines, you know? It's about figuring out how to use the best of both. AI is amazing at automation, processing tons of data, seeing patterns we might miss. But humans, we're great at creative problem solving, thinking critically, understanding what other people really need.
So we find that middle ground, that sweet spot where AI and human intelligence work together, and that's how we create really incredible things.
Exactly. That's where the real magic happens. When we combine that raw power AI with the creativity and ingenuity of human developers, the sky's the limit.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like this Amazon Q developer, it's not just some shiny new toy, it's a window into the future of software development, a future where developers can work smarter, not harder, and where we can build better software faster and more securely than ever before.
And it's a future that's being built right now as we speak. It's a really exciting time to be a developer.
It really is. Now, listener, here's something to think about. Imagine you had your own AI-powered coding assistant. What would be your dream feature? What task would you hand off to the AI immediately so you could focus on the most fun, the most interesting parts of your work? Think about it, and until next time, keep diving into the awesome world of tech.